one's accumulation.
According to one's nature, according to one's needs and nature.
Yeah.
According to
but one. With right understanding.
Yes. This is interesting. Can I be really frank here? Why not?
Oh, what the heck? You're not usually frank. Go ahead.
I feel to some degree with Christine. She wants your approval to go and do these things.
If it's not your own decision, with your own right understanding, would you like me to say something? To put it in your mind, and it's not your own understanding at all. It's not your own decision. That is not the teachings of the Buddha. He teach for the sake of the others, the listeners, to have their own understanding. Even the right path and the wrong path should be known by oneself.
I sort of get the idea it's not a linear path. It's a moment of right understanding when it arises, and then it's gone. And it may not arise for another lifetime or so. We know we can't make it arise. And if it's weak, and if the conditions aren't right, then right understanding will not arise no matter how much you wish or you want. And going on a path doesn't make right understanding happen.
It sounds as if right understanding is almost an accidental thing.
The teaching is that awareness arises only because of conditions. It's not accidental. No one ever says it's accidental, but you are saying the way it's explained sounds accidental.
But I know what causes unhappiness, and I can choose to avoid unhappiness.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Then choose all day.
Yes.
Choose all day, all night.
I knew as soon as I said that.
Can you choose not to have unhappy dreams? Or can if I knock you, can you choose not to have?
Okay. Admitting temporary defeat.
Ultimately, I mean, it's not criticism. I know what you're saying, Acham. And it's fine. But the point is that there's so many people out there and they do need different things. What about me?
Yeah.
I need quiet times. I can talk about Dharma. I can think about Dharma. But there's times where I just need to be very quiet. You know?
So is there no attachment there?
There may be heaps of attachment, but that's what I need. I need to eat sometimes, but that's a lot of attachment.
Yes, but there can be. For example, we have sat here for many hours. Mm-hmm. Quiet or having some understanding better, comparing with time that you are in the quiet place, do you have understanding like this or more or less or none?
No, I think from my experience, if you're asking me from my experience, because I have some intellectual understanding in a quiet space, sometimes there is actually conditions there for good reflection, which may not be there if I'm busy in the office seeking the next deal or something, you know?
What do you think is understanding?
What do I think is understanding? From my perspective. A clear understanding of what I call life, which is Dharma.
What is life?
Dharma.
What is Dharma?
The rising of the realities. Of
what
our
reality
existence.
Right now?
Seeing, hearing, smelling,
so
tasting, touching,
you mean
anger,
that,
aversion.
You mean that there is the understanding of seeing, right? Not the story about seeing, but the actual moment of seeing. If there is the understanding of direct understanding of seeing, can it be right now at this moment too? Because there is or there was understanding of seeing right then. What about this moment? The same, there must be understanding of seeing right now too.
True.
So everything is understood.
You know, one of the things, Achan, is that I think the point of Christine is getting at, which is quite often in the world, is that the reality is people sometimes get confused. In actual fact, most people are confused most of the time.
Okay. Before attaining the jhana and after attaining the highest jhana, can there be the understanding of reality right now?
Before jhana and after jhana, of course.
Mm-hmm. No, jhana cannot...
Before jhana, we said, and after jhana. Mm-hmm. We said when before you go in and after you come out.
Okay. Is there any understanding of reality right now, as it is?
Well, for me?
Right now,
well,
yes.
Very little.
For anyone who develops samatha bhavana to that degree, no development of understanding reality right now is impossible for those people to have the understanding of reality right now, because there are different ways.
Well, someone could have understanding and then have also tendencies to develop jhana.
If there is no understanding of satipatthana or sati sampajanya,
yeah,
of a reality, then one has just the sati sampajanya at level of samatha, tranquility only.
But in the sutras, you nearly always read how they go into jhana, came out of jhana, immediately look at the nature of existence and have very deep insights.
It depends on who have enough understanding of reality or have none at all.
So we don't know our own accumulations.
We can know by oneself. We can know one's own understanding.
So we can know from ourselves.
Yes.
As to, because we can't just say, that's them and not us. I mean, we can look at ourselves
so
and
now,
see what our accumulations
are. We are talking
are.
About now. Hmm. Is there any attachment after seeing?
Oh, yes, definitely.
How can there be understanding?
Sometimes aversion.
Instead of having attachment to it.
Sorry? How can there be?
After seeing,
yeah.
There is always attachment
yes,
to seeing. But how can there be right understanding of seeing instead of attachment to it?
Right understanding is obviously the first factor, right thought,
there might,
right consideration.
No. That is a story of the past, not the real moment of the past. That's why while one is reading or listening to Dhamma, without the conditions for right awareness of the right path, there cannot be awareness at all. It's only the story about seeing and hearing. But when awareness arises, panya is there to know the difference between moment of awareness and moment without awareness, that they are different. Without the understanding of this, it's impossible for satipatthana to develop. Because satipatthana have all realities as its object, one at a time. And right understanding begin to see the difference, and the satipatthana develops by arising more and more. Not I would like to develop it, or I'm going to have it, or I try to plan or to make it arise. And that is not the path.
And that kind of awareness is different from the awareness that is samatha.
Otherwise there must be only samatha.
Something you say has helped me is that the path has to go along with detachment.
Right.
And if there's no detachment, if you know there's more attachment to a practice, to wanting something, then that's obviously not the path, because it would seem that there's more attachment to getting some result rather than detachment. Understand the present moment, which is arising and falling, and there's no point in grasping it because it's gone. There has to be detachment rather than attachment, clinging on to some result.
And I also find it helpful what Kunsi Chin often says, that as there is more and more understanding and detachment from conditioned dharmas, one minds less about the akusala dharmas, however gross, and they become more and more apparent. So they're more and more obvious as understanding grows. But in fact, it's conditioned already, so it's going to be that way anyway. So either it's seen with wisdom or it's not.
In fact, could we say, Ajahn, that if we're developing correctly, there might be conditions to have more attachment for other things. Even, say, somebody all of a sudden grew rich. So he might have more attachment in other areas which he did not have before. But there can be understanding.
I think that there should be clear comprehension about what panya understand. Otherwise, one thinks that panya cannot understand reality right now. So it's useless, because who would know what will arise any moment? But now, what appears must be conditioned to arise. So only at this moment that right understanding can understand different realities one by one at a time. Because we keep on talking about realities like citta. Now, citta arises and falls away. We talk about cetasikas, they arise and fall away in darkness. See, no awareness, no understanding of each of them. Just thinking that we understand them as realities, but that is thinking only. While the characteristic of all reality can appear for awareness to be aware, right now. And whatever awareness of which awareness is aware has fallen away. So now each characteristic arises and falls away, like in a dream. No understanding of anyone. Only when awareness arises and is aware, that characteristic is what we heard many, many times by thinking. But when there is awareness of hardness, it's not thinking. It's beginning to see hardness as it is, as no one. And it's different from citta, which experience it like now. Visible object appears like people and things. See, panya does not understand visible object as just visible object. But one heard a lot that it's not I, it's not anyone, but it's only visible object. That is through thinking, considering. It's not like moment of beginning to understand. That which has no shape and form, it's there, and it knows by seeing. It knows the object by seeing. It knows sound by hearing. It knows smell by smelling, see? We keep on talking about all these realities, and we think that we can know after we come back from retreat. Shall we wait for that? Or beginning to develop it so that there will be detachment little by little from wrong understanding that we have to do, because no one can do anything. We cannot do anything. We cannot condition seeing to arise. We cannot make any reality to arise at all. They are all conditioned. Now they appear like together, seeing and hearing and so forth. But actually, there is no understanding of each if there is no direct awareness of each one. So we begin now. We can begin now. There can be conditions for the beginning of awareness. When there is more and more confidence about what panya knows, like now, we don't have to change. We don't have to wait. Otherwise, the goal is moving away all the time. You cannot expect any reality to arise, no matter it's unpleasant feeling or pleasant one.
Does one's profession impede awareness? Can a lawyer have
ignorance,
more awareness than
ignorance? Ignorance. Not anyone, not anything, but ignorance. Mm-hmm. About the path, about the truth, about reality.
So in other words, how one spends one's day, no problem.
No rule, no pain, be quiet.
Okay, if you feel like going somewhere
quiet. Do you have,
you don't do it wrong,
have you planned to see right now?
To see?
Have you planned to see this thing?
No, it just appears.
Have you planned to hear this?
Well, I had to come on a plane last night to get here.
It's only thinking.
I had to plan this a while back.
We think that we plan.
Yes.
But no one, even the word to say, is conditioned, not just this moment or previous moment, eons ago. Conditioned right thinking, because even right thinking is difficult to have or to arise. Everyone would like to have right thinking, right understanding, but it depends on accumulation.
When we say there's no planning, we don't plan to be here.
There is,
but of course
but
we do
yourself.
Plan.
It's thinking.
But there is planning.
So we call that planning.
Because we're using conventional language, on a conventional language, planning we do plan. Planning is conventional language, and planning we do.
There can be there.
But it doesn't determine the outcome of what you're seeing now or hearing now.
It certainly conditions it very strongly.
Did you plan to have such lunch?
I expected it.
But you know, is that planning?
Beyond expectation. With mangoes. Do you plan to dream tonight?
Oh, no. I don't know what my next thought's going to be, Archan. Forget the dream tonight. I don't know what the next
thought is. So can it be understood as nama and rupa? Because it doesn't come yet. Mm. What about going to somewhere and expect to have understanding of such and such thing? Well, doesn't arise yet.
Mm. Right. You said you don't know what the next thought is going to be.
That's correct.
As far as the next visible object, we don't know what it's going to be.
No, that's right. We don't know. But the point was that planning is a condition for things to, and that does seem like that on a conventional level. It doesn't always work out, but on a conventional level, we do plan, and then some things come out like that.
There is always planning, thinking, expecting, But should there be understanding of these moments?
Of course, of course. No,
how?
How? Well, I guess the only way there can be understanding of those particular moments is by being present in the moment.
Without direct awareness, can there be the understanding of any reality right now?
No, no, there can't be.
And how can there be right awareness?
Through the practice.
What do you mean by practice?
Do
you do?
No, that's right. The practice. No, seriously, it doesn't matter what tradition you belong to. You can't force a present.
Would you like to have the other to practice too?
I've got my hands full with just myself at the moment, Achan.
Do you have metta for the other to know what you know?
Well, I do, yeah. I have metta for others to whatever degree I can, yeah.
So what will you do when you have metta?
What will I do?
To help the others.
Hopefully have wholesome moments towards them.
To practice?
You know, if I think about having metta towards others for practice...
So that they can know what you know.
Yes, I always think on the level of dana, sila, right thoughts, and I don't try
but
to get
that
too
is
much
not
into
as
it.
Best as help people to understand.
People have their views, you see. You're very courageous.
But you can help.
I know, but you're very courageous. To start to go into people's views is very confrontational sometimes.
For us?
Yes.
For us? What will you help us?
What do you want me to do?
Share your knowledge with us.
I've been doing that. I haven't shut up. Look, there's things I could say that would not be appropriate.
When it's truthful to the truth, nothing is more important than the truth. The satya, the noble truth. We can share the understanding of the noble truths. The impermanence of realities that can be understood little by little. We will not move away from reality right now when there's right understanding, because it needs the understanding and the development of understanding, direct awareness of a reality right now, when it has arisen, not the one which hasn't arisen yet.
I guess there are a lot of these questions like Christine's asking, and we've heard all these discussions many times in the past, as to what people's views are, how to best develop awareness. We've gone through all these discussions in the past.
Understanding is understanding.
Yeah,
understanding is the same thing.
But you've got to realize, Achan, that the question that has been thrashed out here in the past, I've seen many people come through here, I'm not talking about myself, but other people. They don't question about understanding.
But
they don't question about development, being in the present moment. That is not the issue that's ever disputed. The dispute is always over the issue of how best to develop these qualities. No one disputes the aspect of developing understanding.
For whom?
Sorry?
For whom?
Not for the individual, for people speaking for themselves.
For the self or no self?
Well, they're speaking from their own personal experiences, I suppose, or their own personal...
The goal is to have self attaining...
Well, the discussion is what practice will help... We've got to get this in perspective. What practice will help get rid of the self? I mean, what we're talking about here, it's not like people are speaking here with no self. Everybody is here with self. So no matter what we do, we're speaking about how to reach that goal, but not in the meantime.
Everyone speaks about the self, not with direct understanding of self, just the word self in the book. How to experience the direct self. When we talk about self, it's not just the word. There is the idea about self, and how can there be the direct understanding of that self?
Well, self is just a thought, it's just a concept. I mean, there's nothing there that we can point to.
There is right understanding and wrong understanding, right view and wrong view. Can it be directly experienced? Because it's real. All realities are real. Cetasikas are real. Cittas are real. And this is true that we just talk about. Concept of realities, but there must be the way to understand directly the reality of citta, cetasika, rupa, because there are now citta, cetasika, and rupa. When there is no understanding of citta, cetasika, and rupa right now, it's impossible to have it grow any other time. If we wait, we keep on waiting. Well, now citta and cetasikas. Rupa, arise and fall away.
How do we develop that understanding? How do we develop greater insight?
First,
is it through discussion or is it through quiet time? I'm taking sides here, but these are the points of discussion. It's not really whether
yes.
we shouldn't develop understanding.